नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 87 एंटाइटल्ड द प्रेयर्स ऑफ द पर्सोनिफाइड वेदास।
द्रुतया इव श्वसन्य सुभृतो यति तेनुविधा द्रुतय इव श्वसन्तः सुभृतो यति तेनुविधा महधमादयोऽण्ड सृजनत् यदनग्रोतः महधमादयोऽण्डं सृजन् यदनुग्रतः सदसतः परम त्वमथ यदेश्व वशेषमृतम्
प्लीज रिपीट।
मृतया इव श्वसन्य सुमृतो यदि तेनुविधा मददहमादयोऽण्ड सृजनं यदु अनुग्रहता पुरुषविधोऽन्वयोऽत्र चरमोऽन्न मयादिशूषः सदसत्परं त्वमथ यदेश्व वशेषमृतम्
एनिबडी एल्स Hare Krishna. Shall we read translation straight? Only if they become your faithful followers are those, only if they become your faithful followers are those who breathe actually alive. Otherwise, their breathing is like that of bellows. It is by your mercy that the elements beginning with the Mahatattva and false ego created the egg of this universe. Among the manifestations known as Annamaya, Annamaya and so forth, you are the ultimate one entering within the material coverings along with the living entity and assuming the same forms as those he takes. Distinct from the gross and subtle material manifestations, you are the reality underlying them all. So we'll read purport from a different location. In the beginning of creation, Lord Mahavishnu glanced at the dormant material nature, Prakriti. Thus awakened, the subtle prakriti began to evolve into more concrete forms. First the mahat, then false ego, in conjunction with each prakriti's three modes. And gradually, the various material elements, including intelligence, mind, the senses, the five physical elements, with their presiding demigods, even after becoming separately manifested, however, the deities responsible for the various elements could not work together to produce the perceptible world until Lord Vishnu, by His special mercy, once more intervened. This is described in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The controlling deities of these physical elements are empowered expansions of Lord Vishnu. They are embodied by eternal time under the external energy, and they are this parts and parcels. Because they were entrusted with different functions of universal duties and were unable to perform them, they offered fascinating prayers to the Lord. The demigod said, O Lord, your lotus feet are like the umbrella for the surrendered souls, protecting them from all the miseries of material existence. All the sages under the shelter throw off all material miseries. All the sages under that shelter throw off all material miseries. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. Hearing the prayers of assembled demigods of the elements, the Supreme Lord then showed his favor in Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. The Lord thus heard about the suspension of the progressive creative functions of the universe due to non-combination of his potencies, such as Mahat Tattva. The Supreme Powerful Lord then simultaneously entered into the 23 elements with Goddess Kali. His external energy, who alone amalgamates all the different elements. Thus, when the personality of Godhead entered into the elements by his energy, all the living entities were enlivened into different activities. Thus, as one is engaged in his work after awakening from sleep. So we will stop reading purport from here. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So this particular verse has got very long purport. And you need to read the purport maybe 10 to 15 times to actually grasp what is being said there. Whatever little purport we read, what I grasped was like this, that the material creation is very extensive and very complicated and very meticulously made by the Lord. But this elaborate, meticulous, inconceivable, overextensive arrangement has no meaning unless Lord enters himself in those elements. So the essence of all creation is Supreme Lord. As Rupa Goswami explains, that in Uttamadhikari stage, one sees the Lord not only in devotees, not only in the deities, in the devotees, non-devotees, lower animals and lower species, but also in inanimate things and in between two atoms also. That is the Uttamadhikari stage, where they see the Lord in everything that they are gazing upon. At the minutest level of atom, in invisible levels of protons and electrons and microns, electrons, even in them, the Uttamadhikari sees the presence of the Lord and knows that all these minutest elements to the large mega elements like universes, they only function because of the presence of the Supreme Lord. It is said that the prakriti made by the three material modes and various elements, of course, that I explained, including Mahat Tattva and 23 other elements, all of them are still inert inactive, lifeless. But in the opportune time, Mahavishnu glances over them, Drishtipat, and gives life to everything. It's like a dead machine starts working immediately by the presence of the Lord, by the glance of the Lord. This is the power, and this Mahavishnu is supposed to be sleeping. He's not supposed to be very active running around. He's just supposed to be sleeping nicely in Yog Nidra. And during the Yog Nidra, he does Drishtipat. And everything becomes active. You and me become also active. All of us are in his body, but then he gives us a separate body, our own, and puts us into the creation which he has already activated. So, primary creation and secondary creation, Sarga and Visarga. And in that, everything becomes active, appears to be active. Actually, everything is material elements, but everything appears to be active just because of the Super Soul's presence. Even we are appearing to be active today, just because of His presence. And in His presence, our presence is there, as Spirit Soul, as His part and parcel. And that's how this whole dead body appears to be very conscious and chetan at every atom, at every place in the body, and also appears to be active, working, and doing something, achieving something, goal in life. So how much is the presence of the Lord required in each and everything? And how it is so confusing and so bewildering that how people are still atheistic people, atheistic in their approach. Because their brains have become dull, adulled. They have become dull because of this lack of faith in the Lord. The moment Lord enters, even the brain, the intelligence becomes very sharp and cognitive and understanding. Otherwise the brain only perceives material things and material inspirations. So this personality of the Lord Godhead, who is in such a meticulous, in the most intelligent and most opulent way, creates the whole universe and universes and material creation and spiritual creation, and everything coexists together in a very beautiful manner. And the highest of all is the loving relationship. Those also are created by Him only in the spiritual world. And that also is not simple and monotonous. It is full of variety in the spiritual world. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised by the demigods, who is praised by all great personalities, rishis and sadhus and tapasvis and dhyanis, that Supreme Personality who has that greatest of position of supremacy, gives up that supremacy, gives up that respect, awe and reverence, and that those prayers which are offered by great devotees and sages, and wants to become a very ordinary, insignificant person and move around his devotees as very insignificantly. No one in the material creation can do that. No demigod can do that. Their disguise is not possible in that manner. They cannot just give up. It's impossible. With little respect we gain, we want to hold on to it and show it anywhere where it is not given to us. We want to show that, see, I am so respectable. Wherever we go in unknown areas, we want to show who we are. We want to tell them. That is our condition, and Supreme Lord is all glorifiable, all glorious. Wherever He goes, wherever He exists, but still He wants to go incognito. He wants to go as a devotee, as Gaurang Mahaprabhu. He wants to go as an insignificant coward boy in Brajbhumi. Huh? How wonderful it is actually to imagine that the Lord whom we are worshipping, He can be with you. If you love the Prime Minister or President of India, you can really love. It's very nice. But you can't be with Him. He can't be with you. It's not simple. It's not so easy. But the Lord of the all Lords in the material world can be easily available to you. There is no aura about it. That facility this wonderful Lord has created, that you can put hands on His shoulder and go and play with Him if we become qualified. Even if we become qualified, He may say, such facility doesn't exist. And you may not get the facility. But he has made the facility. Yes, if you are qualified, then this facility is available. It's not impossible. It's not a frustrating situation that you come to know about most wonderful intimate pastimes of the Lord with his devotees, but you can't become one of them. It's not like that. It has been made available. Process is given. And it's also possible. It's not very negative kind of frustrating mentality that Lord has, which he infers on you. He frustrates you. He shows very great things and then he says not available for you. It's not like that. He manifests all those wonderful, sweet things which are enjoyable, the spiritual platform, and then he also gives you assurance you also can participate. So that is the beauty of our Lord. And we are very fortunate to have such Lord. Such Lord who is on the highest and topmost, sometimes irreachable situation, but also comes down to a most reachable, most possible situation. This Virodabhas, this contrast situation, variety of items are there where there is contrast available in the Lord's personality. And he is available to you and all of us. So these Gramya Devita and Dikpalas and various, you know, whatever Lord has created, directions and variety of elements, each and every element and direction and area and location has got a demigod, a particular authority. And all those felt very helpless even though they were created. But when the Lord entered and gave them life, before that they offered prayers to the Lord. And then the Lord in response entered through his potencies in their existence and created meaning for that. So as the meaning was created in their existence, this is not true that the meaning has been created in our life also after we accepted the Lord as our Lord. Otherwise life is meaningless, life is useless, futile. Jeevata shava saman. We all are like moving dead bodies with no meaning in life. The Lord is giving that meaning. Lord is making our life purposeful, meaningful, complete, paripurna, just by his presence. And the more of the Lord you accept in your life, the more we become Krishna conscious, the more meaningful and more purposeful and more complete we become. Although, however insignificant we may be, but just by accepting the Lord more and more in the platform of surrender, our life becomes so meaningful, so purposeful. It's worth living that life where there is Krishna inside the life. Otherwise, it's not worth living also. It's just, we come and go, suffer, again come back and suffer. What is there in this life? But in this frustrating material atmosphere, also life becomes very blissful just by the dint of presence of the Lord within us. In our heart, in our activities, in our thoughts, in our every activity that we perform, when the Lord is involved, everything in the middle of miseries becomes very blissful. So today is a very beautiful day, very powerful day, called Gopastami. On this auspicious day, Sri Krishna became Gopal. So today we would like to discuss in the available time, whatever possible. Before this time, when Sri Krishna was small, he was given charge of baby cows. That time he was called as Vatsapal Leela, Vatsapal. And as Vatsapal, there were a lot of rules and regulations. Sri Krishna would go and herd the baby cows within certain distance. And the distance was decided by Yashoda Mai that she will go up to the mountain, Nanda Bhavan, and at the topmost point she will rise and then she will see in any direction within her gaze, the limit of her gaze, Sri Krishna should be there. She should not go beyond her visibility power. Whatever she can see, wherever she can put her gaze. And it would end generally by noon, lunchtime. And she would go regularly up and down, worrying about him. Where is he? Which forest is he? What is he doing? And again go up and again come down. And then finally they will come for lunch and then she will invite him for lunch. Sometimes they are playing close by and they will go and invite him. So this is Vatsapal. But you know what was happening was, as Krishna was growing, many things were happening. His body was getting beautifully formed, Krishna Balrams, both of their bodies. and they're like well formed, they were becoming very much particular about the dress they wear. They had started getting choices, I want to wear this, I want to wear that. Before that, mother was wearing. Now they were becoming very having choices. And then they didn't want to discuss many things, and they didn't want to be dependent on everything on their mothers. So this was being discussed with the mother, each other, Rohini and Yashoda. And then one day, what Rohini told to Yashoda, that these days I want to bathe him, Balaramji, but after I massage oil, he runs away. And Yashoda said same thing, that when I also do oil massage, after that I'm supposed to give him bath and then put ointments, but he just runs away. And he comes back, it looks like he's already taken bath. And then we offer dress to him. Why is this? Oh, he's feeling shy now, because he's growing. He doesn't want to take bath from your and my hands. They want to be now behave as independent children. So before that, they would take bath at Yashoda Kund. But then Nanda Maharaj had another kund called Krishna Kund that was offered to them to have their own independent bath. So they would go there and take bath and come back. So this was being discussed actually. Then Abhinanda, that is of course Yashoda Mai, Rohini, and Abhinanda's wife and Upananda's wife, they would all keep discussing this. So also there was a discussion between the cows that Krishna is taking only baby cows, when he is going to take us? And whenever he would go to cow shed, all the big cows would come and surround him, start licking him, start talking with him. And sometimes they would ask him, when are you going to take us? And this topic was being developed. It was also, whenever the baby cows would start walking, and the big cows also would start walking behind. And the coward boys would just keep them behind, because only baby cows are supposed to go. Krishna is so small, maybe mother and father were scared that, you know, sometimes suppose they, Krishna Balaram get hit by the legs of the big cows, you know, it will be so difficult. They are so small that even if they go under the cow, still the cow is having high body and they go under that. Maybe sometimes cow's foot may be touching Krishna, it will be hurting him. So they were a little scared actually. Even today also, you cannot put your babies in the middle of cow shed because the cows are moving here and there and the baby cows are jumping around. The baby may get hurt, so you are very watchful holding your hand in the middle of cows. So, the discussion was growing up every day that Krishna is feeling more shy and more independent. And one day on the previous day, it was developing of course, but it became peak on the yesterday, 7th Saptami, Kartik Saptami, that the coward boys are really asking, hey Kanaiya, hey Krishna, why your father is not giving you big cows? She said, no, I think I can herd them nicely, I can take care of them. So other boy said, no, actually speaking, you think you can hurt them, but your father doesn't believe in you. He doesn't have faith in you that you have capability of handling cows. So this discussion grew up. Every other boy started saying the same thing, and Krishna was like feeling so depressed actually. And finally they teased him so much that you are incapable, people don't have faith in you, your parents don't have faith in you, and you may think great thing about yourself, but others don't feel like that. And that really depressed Krishna. And that day when he came from herding the baby cows, he just went straight in the bedroom. You know what would happen otherwise? The baby girls, gopis would stand there and they would do arati, they would give sweetmeats, they would chant mantras, they will sing songs, Mother Yashoda will come and kiss the forehead and embrace him and lift him and take him inside and give him breast milk and then give him bath and then again give him butter and then sing songs and put him to bed, and then so beautifully everybody is singing, and then ceremoniously he will go to sleep. And the next morning he will get up, and first thing he will get up, Mother Yashoda will sing songs of waking up, then he will wake up and first play flute, and all the gopas will hear the alarm, morning alarm, they jump from the bed, get ready, and again come home to Nanda Bhavan, and they get ready and go for what's hurting the baby cow. This is the routine. But this day, no reception, no arati, no sweetmeats, no songs, straight to the bed, upside down, prone position, angry, no butter, no dinner, nothing, just sleep in anger. And by the way, this discussion was developing at home also. So on this day, few days before also it was going on, it was developing nicely, maturing, that now our baby is becoming big. Now he is completing 5 years, already completed 5 years. On the birthday, fifth birthday, in the Janmashtami time. Already he is showing symptoms of growth and maturity. His thoughts are becoming clear, his vani is becoming clear. So now I think we should call Brahmins and take out Muhurta. And also cows are very eager, we are seeing the body language of cows, they are very eager to go with him. They are also becoming restless. So I think it's the right time, we should give cows to Krishna. So we'll call the Brahmins, have a nice auspicious day. The Brahmins came and they found out time that Kartik Shuddha Ashtami is the best day. We can confer the cows, big cows to Krishna, and he can go to Dipar forest. And they decided that tomorrow we'll do it. And all these things Krishna doesn't know, Balaram doesn't know. So Krishna is angry and he's sleeping, and they already have decided. But there was no chance for Yashoda to declare to him, listen Krishna, oh dear Krishna, tomorrow is the day we are going to give cows to you. He was so upset he went to sleep. Tomorrow, next morning, she thought, you'll be sleeping now, maybe next morning I'll see. She's singing songs and songs and songs. He's not waking up only. He never woke up, there was no morning alarm. But still the cowherd boys, they had come to know that tomorrow is the day we are going to go to far forest with big cows. So they had woken up, they dressed up fast and they came running. And still Krishna is sleeping. Almost sun is coming up. Then she went to Nanda Maharaj and inquired, what happened? What do we do now? See, already cows are ready, already boys are ready, already everybody is ready. But Krishna is still sleeping. Who can wake up a person who is pretending to sleep? You can wake up a person who is actually sleeping, but somebody is pretending to sleep. How can you wake up? So she is calling, singing songs from this side, he is turning face on this side. And she comes from this side and sings songs and he is turning face on this side. And finally, with consultation with Nanda Maharaj, she told that today we are going to give the charge of big cows to you, please wake up. And he jumped from his bed and woke up. Revol! And that day was an express preparation because already sun was almost up. So there was no time, all the time of elaborate celebration was less. So Krishna just got swiftly ready. And what did he see? He saw millions of cows of Nanda Maharaj were ready. Nanda Maharaj had about 9 lakh cows. But this is not true actually. He had millions of cows. He had Nanda position, Nanda designation when he had minimum 9 lakh cows. So you see, if he gives 1 lakh here, 1 lakh there, how many are remaining? But still there are lakhs of cows. But there are 108 groups. Like maybe white cows, purely white, purely brown, purely black, purely ash color, purely yellow color. So many colors are there. Then there may be cows with drum-like face, mridanga-like face, mridangini cows. Then there are cows which have one color but have white long dot on the forehead, like tilak. So they are tilakini. And then there are white cows with black dot, black cows with white dot, brown cows with white dots, white cows with brown dots. So many varieties are there. So all of them are different cows. Then there are different bulls. And oh my God, if you read descriptions, there are cows which have not yet delivered any babies. There are cows who have delivered only one time babies. There are cows who have delivered multiple babies. There are cows who have stopped giving babies and stopped giving milk. And there are bulls which are able to plow the field, the bulls which are able to carry the luggage, bulls which have impregnated cows, bulls which are not impregnated cows yet, of different colors and different behaviors. And Sri Krishna would really, later on, would keep everybody nicely segregated and nicely divided and in groups and handle them accordingly. Very personally. See, a cow who has given multiple babies and cow who has given one baby are not same, they are different. They have different demeanor and different behaviors, and Krishna would very sensibly handle them, very personally. So all them are now ready. Now you see the description. Each cow had two horns, so each cow was capped with golden caps. In between the two horns, there was a big jewel kept. Then each of the four legs was decorated with ankle bells, beautiful ankle bells. The body was covered with embroidered silk cloth with lots of designs on that. Their body was imprinted with handprints with colors, five fingers all over the body. The tail was decorated with bells and peacock feathers. Here you see head decorated with peacock feathers. But also the tails were decorated with peacock feathers and bells. And in the neck, there was a big, huge golden garland with a big golden ghanta, bell, which would make beautiful sounds. Each cow was decorated like that. And millions of cows. And also cowherd boys were decorated. And Sri Krishna was beautifully decorated and got there. Then what happened? The day was decided to be Ashtami, Shuddha Ashtami of Kartik month on Wednesday. What is today's day? Tuesday. Hare Krishna. And it was Shravan Nakshatra that was chosen on that day. Very huge festival for 3 days was organized by Nanda Maharaj. But you know, everything, even Krishna turned, that was a ceremony, that was a festival in Brajbhumi. What to speak, this is a big ceremony. So many lakhs of big cows are being taken by Krishna today. So 3 days ceremony. And then after becoming, all brahmanas came, they did yajna, they chanted very auspicious mantras, they sang songs, there were special singers at the background, you know, Vandi, different kinds of singers, they were singing songs of history, current situation, glorification, good qualities. Drums were being played, instruments were being played, and such a festive atmosphere, everybody came running, and then Krishna came out. And then after that nice puja was done, Sri Krishna, they made, brahmanas made Sri Krishna worship all the cows. We don't understand how we worshipped so many millions of cows in a short time. I mean, it would have been, if they will go on worshipping, each cow will become evening there only. There is a question of herding cows. But it is mentioned that he worshipped every single cow. Individually. Then he was worshipped by the brahmanas. Then parents and came and gave blessings, and he took blessings of his mother, father and all the brahmanas. Then he worshipped cows and took blessings of each and every cow also. And then in the end, when it was all auspicious things were done and it was they were ready to leave, Mother Yashoda comes and put tilak on Krishna's forehead. This is like, you know, in Vrindavan, the cowherd, the Brajvasis are very, very intelligent. What they do? When the cows come home, they take each cow and calf their legs in their lap. And in the gap between the hoof, there's a gap, no, in between the hoof, lots of dust is stuck. So they take the lotus foot of the cow on their lap and take out all the dust in between the lotus, the feet of the calf. And collect that and keep it. And every day when they get up in the morning and have to go off to their work, they put tilak of that and they go. And they have told me that this gokhur dust is extremely powerful than brajraj also. It's not brajraj only. When it sticks itself in the hoof of the calf or the cow, it becomes very powerful. And it will always give you success, happiness and glory in the life. So he took blessings and so this is tilak, huh? Ashwadama is doing tilak. And Nanda Maharaj comes with a very beautiful, bejeweled, bedecked with jewels, a stick, lakuti, cow herding stick. And is awards him. Krishna is dressed with many protective herbs. Brahmanas have chanted mantras. And he received blessing from the cows of Brahmanas. And he is now leaving. Then Ashwadama Mataji brings 2 pairs of shoes and 2 umbrellas. And he says, O Krishna, O Balaram, up till now you are going very close by. You never faced that kind of heat, scorching heat of the sun. But now you are going to come at sunset, so there will be heat in the between. And you will be walking on the ground. Up till now you are going close by, so we were not letting you wear shoes. But now because you are going to go forest, deep forest, stones, pebbles, stones, maybe you don't know. You know, gopis would sometimes press Krishna's lotus foot by their thumb, it would become red. The blue lotus foot will become red where it is pressed. And that would make them feel, oh, it will become red. And now they are crying within the heart. Now he is walking on the, going to walk on the stones and pebbles. What will happen if something hurts him and there is bleeding? It is breaking their heart. So Ashwadama is giving shoes. You please wear shoes so that you can come back without getting hurt. So Sri Krishna said, okay, I will accept it. But please provide shoes to all my cows. Each cow has 4 legs. So our count only goes to 36 lakhs. And each cow will also take 1 umbrella. Because they also will be walking in the sun. Not only I, myself and my friends. Everybody will walk in the sun. So please provide one umbrella and four shoes. Yashodamai says, I don't have so many shoes. I don't have so many umbrellas. I didn't think of these things. He says, fine, I am not forcing you to give. If you are not giving for them, then I am also not going to take. You can imagine this? Huh? So much love. Here in cities we are taking dogs and going on morning walk. And cows are, you know, loitering here and there unattended. And in Brajbhumi you see so much pride is taken to herd the cow, to take the cow, morning walk. So much respect is there. So much happiness is there to do this. And what to speak of Krishna, he loves his cows so much that he cannot accept certain facility which the cows are not going to have. So he is considered himself equal and maybe lower than the cows, to be servant of the cows. How much cow is important? How much it is dear? He has named his abode as Gauloka. He can name it anything. He has named it as Gauloka Vrindavan. The cows are the main, predominant, primary, prominent residence of that place. Known for being the cow residence. There they stay and there I stay, Sri Krishna says. So he rejects. And now, the discussions are being heard by all the cows. So what they are thinking is, looks like he is not going to accept the shoes and umbrella. And looks like he is going to walk. And looks like he may get hurt. So in between they decided, let's go in all directions and crush everything, because you don't know which direction he will choose to go today, on the day one. So they all just ran. Krishna's cows and everybody else's cows. They ran in all four directions, all eight directions, all 24 directions, whatever you say. Every nook and corner of the Braj, they went and crushed the each every small pebble thorn into such a fine butter-like powder. And it was not an ordinary activity like given contract, okay, go and crush everything. It was done personally. It was done with so much devotion, so much love and affection for Krishna, full of thoughts of Krishna. I'm doing it for Krishna. Oh, is there any stone, is there any pebble, is there any thorn? This should not be, is there any hidden thorn anywhere? They were doing all that personally. And while doing that, their hearts were filled with love and affection for Krishna. That's why their udders were filled, engorged with milk, and also they were oozing droplets of milk while they were doing all these things. So simultaneously, the whole Brajbhumi was rendered into Brajraj, a fine butter-like powder, talcum powder-like situation, which was soaked with the loving dripping of the droplets of cow's milk on everywhere on the ground. That means already butter was created everywhere. And that too so cool, you know. When you sprinkle something with water also and you walk on that, it's so cool experience. So the land was made into this situation and they came back again and stood there. That whichever direction Krishna will choose to go today, he will have very smooth, cool and loving, soft feelings for his feet. And then they all came and stand in the position. They resolved also, cowherd boys and cows and the calves, everybody resolved that today onwards we resolve that we will let Krishna Balaram walk in front and we'll follow them, and we will never step on their footprints. There will be four footprints at each time, and there will be such millions of footprints everywhere, wherever they will go. But we will not step on them. I still don't understand and will never understand how it is possible. But they made it possible. They never stepped on. Thus the whole Brajbhumi received the ornament of Sri Krishna Balaram's lotus feet on her. This was the happiness of earth. When Sri Krishna declared to earth, I will come down, she thought that now I will get Sri Krishna's footprints on my head, which was very blissful. So then everything is fine, now it is resolved and nobody will step his feet. And then Mother Yashoda said, now you can go. So what Krishna did? He said, jihi, jihi, jihi. What does it mean? It means, cows, now you start walking. But nobody responded. Why? Because along with Krishna Balaram, even Yashoda Mataji was walking, Nanda Maharaj was walking, Prabhavati was walking, you know, Abhinanda's wife was walking. So it is like Sri Krishna is giving indications, ki you can go back now, I know, we will go ahead. We need to go ahead on our own. So Sri Krishna then told Mother, father, you can stay behind. We will take care of ourselves. Let us go. So they stood there only. And then Krishna went ahead. Now, the Sri Krishna, before this happened, Yashoda Mata called all the Gopas. He said, "Oh Balaram, please remain in the front." She was so worried that he is going to go away long distance. "Oh Subal, stay behind. Oh Dama and Sudama, please stay on the sides." And she told all others, "Please surround him." And she went and kissed everybody and really encouraged them. And with grateful heart said, "I'm thank you very much." She's, you know, while telling all these things to Gopas, she was showering with them with her tears of love. Like, suppose I'm talking to you and there is shower of tears. Like that, when she was talking to everybody, she was showering them with love, with tears. And then Krishna fed the cows chickpeas, gave them arghya, and stood folded in folded hands. And then Krishna said, "Jihi, jihi." And then they went behind, and Yashoda Mata then stayed behind, and then they went ahead. The elders stood there only. Cows, and see, the bull said that we will also go. The calf said, "We will also go." And when this question was heard, the deer said, "We also will go." And the sheep said, "We also will go." And everybody wanted to go, and everybody went also, except the people. Cowherd boys and all the animals, they all left together. Buffaloes also said, "We also will go." So everybody went. Rabbits went also with Krishna. And then, this news was everywhere. So the gopis, they felt, "Oh, we are going to be left behind. Such a wonderful ceremony. How we cannot be there?" So then Radharani looks like Subal. You know that, right? She looks very much like Subal. So Subal was there, but still Radharani dressed up like Subal. And many gopis also dressed up like Gopas. And they came and they went with Krishna. And many other gopis, what they did, they were so anxious and so happy. They just raised their loincloth and started running. Some of them went on the rooftop, some of them went around the whole arena, some of them went on the jharokhas in the houses, and they were all looking very anxiously. So on today's day, if you go to Vrindavan, you will see the darshan of the foot, lotus feet of Radharani and the gopis. What is the bhav? That they are lifting their cloth, upper lower cloth, and running. So generally their feet are all covered with their long cascading dresses. But to just go fast, they are lifting and running. So everybody's lotus feet is seen. And especially Radharani in Subal's dress. So if you go to Vrindavan today, everywhere Radharani is in Subal dress. She wants to be a part of the whole beautiful ceremony. So we see, we get Charan Darshan of the gopis today. Then there was a great day. On the day one, Govind Lilamrut explains, on the day one, where did Sri Krishna go? What was the first destination? First destination was Govardhan. Because Govardhan was promised by Krishna, "Okay, I will perform my most intimate pastimes in and around you." When he could not serve Lord Ramchandra in building the bridge, he cried like anything. So, all the choicest and innermost loving pastimes were chosen to be performed around Govardhan. So Krishna went first day to Govardhan. And when Krishna entered, walking towards Govardhan, Vrindadevi announced to all living and non-living entities, which are all living only in Vrindavan Dham, everybody is Chetan. She announced, wake up, because of Krishna's separation they were like dull, you know, they were like feeling sad. So she said, wake up, Krishna is coming with his cows. So all of them just woke up. All of them became conscious and so happy. And Krishna began to shower the nectar of his flute, singing songs through the flute to revive all the living entities of the world when he arrived. And now see what happened. All the forest at once became bloomed up due to the nectar of Krishna's flute going to their ears. Due to his bodily movements which he was walking very graciously, and due to Vrindadevi's announcements. All three things gave them life. And all the immobile creatures, they experienced Ashtavikar. You see, they started shivering, that is Kampa. They became stunned, that is Stabda. The stones perspired, that is Veda. The flowers lost their colors. You know, Champa may be yellow, it lost the color. Vivaranam. And many, many, many living entities and non-living, I mean, achara, or what you call as non-living entities like stone, they cried tears. Many trees cried tears in the form of madhu. They oozed madhu, that is ashru. And birds and many, many birds which swing so sweetly otherwise, they wanted to sing but their voice got choked up. It is called as swarabhanga, like choking up the throat. And the vines develop goose pimples, that is romancha. And all the charachar srishti finally fainted in ecstasy, that is called pralaya. So all ashtavikaras were exhibited by the prakruti. Then the forest got adorned by vasantaratu. Then the birds somehow came out of the ecstasy and started singing beautiful songs. And they sang beautiful songs in fifth note. And there were sweetly buzzing bees around Krishna. They were all ripe, juicy fruits around for the pleasure of Krishna. And the trees started honoring Krishna because he was entering within them. They were smiling by creating blossoming flowers. So their smile was blossoming of flowers. They were singing with their bees inside for Krishna. They were dancing by creating sprouts. They were shivering. They were quenching his thirst by creating honey. And they were quenching his hunger by giving him fruits. So thus the trees honored Krishna. Many of the trees, it is said, they bowed down to Krishna with their laden fruits. They bowed down to Krishna, offered dandavats. Many of the trees shook like this, shiver, and threw the flowers for Krishna's pleasure. After the gopas, they were wondering and some of, and see what happened. I will explain to you what the gopas did. The gopas also took out their flutes and started playing flutes. Some of them blew horn, big, big horns and bugles. Some of them imitated bumblebees by making their sounds. All this was happening simultaneously. Some of them were making cuckoo sound. Krishna was making cuckoo sound in between. Then some of them ran behind the shadows of the birds flying in the sky. They were so happy that today we are free. There is no CCTV watching us from Nanda Bhavan topmost platform. We are free today. So they are all going around, jumping here and there. Some of them are walking only on the branches of the tree. But you know, there are big, big trees from Nandagaon, from Govardhan, from Mathura, which go from Mathura to Nandagaon, Nandagaon to Mathura, Govardhan to Mathura, Govardhan to Nandagaon. So you can go on the trees only. Keep walking on the tree branches. So many of the cows were walking on the tree branches. Krishna was walking from down. Some of them were down. They were playing free. Some of them were jumping and again getting up. Some of them were constantly walking, herding their cows from top. And then the birds were flying on the sky. So the shadows on the ground, and they were running with the bird shadow as if they were birds. And some of them were creating beautiful attractive postures of the swans, which were moving around in the water reservoirs. Some of them sat down with ducks as if doing tapasya. As the duck is standing with straight without any movement, they would go and stand and imitate the ducks. And then some of them were dancing with the peacocks, along with the peacocks, accompanying them, pleasing Krishna. And some of them were imitating monkeys by making faces to each other, to Krishna, jumping from trees from one branch to another. Some jumped from branches to the rivers like frogs, some from ground hopping like frogs, they were entering the water. Some laughed seeing their reflections in the water. And Govinda Lilamrut says, they were dancing, they were singing, they were laughing, leaping in the air, stumbling over each other, jumping, dashing each other, joking and playing. Some of them walked on the hands and feet like cows, to imitate the cows. Some of them rolled on the ground with raised ears, like the cows would roll. When the cows were in ecstasy, they were also doing all these things together. And some of them were fighting with the sticks, fighting with arms, fighting with wrestling activities, throwing off their weapons at each other. Because you know, there were some gopas which were elder to Krishna, and they were actually given weapons by Yashoda. They would actually carry the sword and walk around. When Arishtasur came, after that, Mandali Bhadra would always walk with the sword ready in hand, if anybody is coming like that. So they were actually carrying weapons also. And they were playfully throwing the weapons on each other. And while others were dancing, laughing and joking to please Krishna. And what the cows were doing? Garga Sanhita explains that they walked on front, on sides and behind Krishna Balaram, constantly trying to capture his gaze. with raised tails, raised ears, and big, not like blinking eyes, looking, trying to grasp Krishna's presence constantly, all the while. They were decorated with glittering golden necklaces, network of small bells, tinkling ankle bells. The tails were decorated, I already described that. And there were some with, like, savatsa. There were some with babies. Savatsa urobharena, mandagamina. They were walking slowly with the babies because they were a little heavy by the sides of Krishna. Some of them had red hooves. Some of them had red tilak. Some of them had yellow tails. Some were yellow, multicolored, black, green, smoky, cloudy. All their eyes were fixed on Krishna when they were walking. And they had different kind of horns, you know. What Jiva Goswami explained, they had some had short horns, some had long horns, some had high horns, some had horns like deer which are multi-branched, some had curved vakra-shrunga. And their body had lots of imprints of palms with colors. They all were walking. And then Yashoda Mai here is constantly going to the window and watching at the sun, because now today at the highest point of sun, they are not going to come back. They are going to come back when the sun is setting. So she is going out again and again as usual and asking the sun, why are you still so high? Why don't you come down? Why are you today going so slowly? She is becoming restless, eyes filled with tears. Her clothes are wet by the breast milk oozing out of the thought of Krishna. She is going up and down again and again, telling the girls in the middle of the afternoon only, get ready, he is coming back. Because she is so eager to receive him. And finally, after going again and again to the window and seeing in the sky, she saw sun is now on the other side. He is coming down now. So she really got ready now. Okay, let's go. And then what happened? Then naturally, they were preparing for receiving Krishna. And Krishna actually got tired that day. Because, you know, he went long distance. And the coward boy became very alarmed that he is getting tired. Now if this tired looking face Yashoda Maya sees, then tomorrow she will not send him. And how can we miss him? We had such fun, even Krishna had so much fun. Even we are feeling tired, but who wants to lose this fun? We will get used to this long distance travels, but we will not make Yashoda Maya feel sad looking at Krishna's tired face. So as they were leaving, they started singing very beautiful songs. They started creating, cracking jokes. They started singing joking songs, you know, very laughing songs. And they made Krishna laugh. They started tickling him and really made him happy. And you know, when you are tired but you still smile, your face becomes flushed, so you don't look tired. So all this happened and they were joking. They were making very funny jokes, which are also explained by acharyas. But anyways, they then came towards Nandagaon from Govardhan. And then Krishna climbed on the Kadamba tree. Ter Kadamba. It's a very beautiful tree. Today it is a small tree, but 30 years back it was a very long tree. Imagine how tall it must be when Krishna was there. So Krishna climbed up to the tallest branch on the topmost position on the tree. And all the cows were there, so he took out his flute and played fourth note on this flute. You know what happens when he plays fourth note? One thing that happens is all the stones start melting. And wherever Krishna is standing, they are also fast melting. So there is footprints formation on the stones. That is one effect of the fourth note. And second effect of fourth note is, it is also specifically meant for cows and calves. And a particular note is being played, but you will hear your name. Each and every cow will hear her name in her ears. As if Sri Krishna is calling only her. She doesn't hear anything else but her name. So all the millions of cows are hearing only their names. And they come running to see where the sound is coming from. Of course they know where it is coming from. But they run to that place and start gazing up with their ears raised and tails raised. And some of the calves are actually taking the milk from their mothers. And then their mouth is filled with milk. But they stop sucking. And the mouth is open. And then the milk starts dripping. And the earth is getting the mahaprasad of the calves. The gorus of the cows. It's like a scene, is like a picture. After they come running, then stand there. They are looking up with ears raised, eyes not blinking, like a picture, with tails raised, and the calves below with open mouth, also stunned. And then almost all cows have come back, surrounded the tree. But some cows hear their names but still pretending not to be hearing. So Sri Krishna gets down and goes and brings them back personally. They want a little more attention, you know. So he just pats them nicely, you know, just nicely caresses them, hugs them, and brings everybody now. And then he again starts playing flute, and he leaves the distance from Ter Kadamba to Nanda Bhavan. Now, from top, they are also already watching from distance where the dust is coming in the sky. They know the dust will come high in the sky where my son is coming with his cows. That is called as Go Raja Muhurta, Go Dhuli Muhurta. When the cows, the dust which is raised from cows walking, raises high in the sky. That is where you don't need to say any Muhurta, you can do all the auspicious work at that time. So she sees the first bout of dust coming in the sky, so she says, all gopis come down immediately. I can't wait anymore on the mountain because he will come on the ground level in Nandagaon, but he will take so much time to climb up and I have to wait that much time, already restless. So let's go down. So all of them come down. And the place called Nanda Baithak. Very beautiful place. Very beautiful place of discussion about glories of Krishna. All the cowherd boys sit there and discuss how glorious Krishna is and what happened. So they come and sit down there. All the gopis take their position. And Sri Krishna comes. And that time the gopas and all are talking loudly, joking and making Krishna very happy. And he is happily entered. And Krishna Balaram keep their flutes in the tuck on their waist belts and run in the lap of Nanda Maharaj. Today also if you go there, there's a nice picture, very beautiful, sweet, affectionate picture of Nanda Maharaj with Sri Krishna and Balaram sitting on each lap of Nanda Maharaj. One leg folded, another leg straightened, crossing each other. You can see, one blue and one golden color foot. They are crossing like this and one is inside. And both of them are talking to Nanda Maharaj. You know today what happened? You know today happened? And the man looking on right, looking on left, looking on right. In between the boys are talking also. You know, we want to tell you what happened today. And that went on for a long time that day. Sri Krishna Balaram are narrating stories today. What happened today? What happened? Sudama is listening. And everybody is listening. All the cowherd girls and all the ladies have come to receive Krishna. And after a long time, the waiting girls then do aarti of Krishna. They give him sweetmeats and offer nice prayers and songs. And then ceremoniously singing, everybody goes up the mountain. And thus ends the day one of Gaucharan of Krishna. Very successful, very happy, everybody is blissful. And then, Hare Krishna, Nanda Baithak. So what is happening today? What is happening today on this day? On today's day, for Nandagaon, Gopastami is one of the important festival. I know all the Brijvasis who are like, in Lucknow or in America, wherever they all come down on Gopastami day. And they don't miss the ceremony. One time what happened was, the very Nandagaon Goswamis were at my house. Their father underwent some big operation and they stayed for 1 month in my house. And somehow it happened to be Kartik and it happened to be also Gopastami day, and then Gopastami day also they were in my house. And I could see the restlessness in their heart, you know. They were so restless that day. They were constantly on the phone asking, so what is happening now? So what is happening now? So what did they do? All the cows come out that day. And whatever capacity, yatha shakti, all the cows are decorated by the gopalas. And they take the house, cows on main streets on the Brajbhumi. Today you will see all the main streets are filled with cows. They are walking everywhere. And they walk in everybody's house and everybody in the house is cooking nice food. That cows will come, not only their cows, others' cows, everybody will come. And they will keep feeding cows as much as possible. With so much of love. And not differentiate, this is my cow, this is your cow. Their cows are being worshipped by them today. They do arati, they make decorations, they decorate their tails and ankle bells and everything. And others' cows will come to their house, jumping and running, and they will feed them, they will please them, they will do arati of their cows, other cows also. So then, in this Nandagaon Leela, the cows will go far distance, the cowherd boys will be decorated as Krishna and Balaram, you know, every village. And they will decorate and they will take the cows ahead and they will come back and they will gather at Ter Kadamba. A nice flute playing is there, calling the cows. The cows coming together and very beautiful songs are being sung. And then, after that, the cows are being taken with beautiful, that Krishna Balaram, you know, that chunky, the two boys dress up as Krishna Balaram. They will take it to Nanda Baitak. From there they will go to Nanda Bhavan. So the whole day these Goswamis were calling, now where the cows are? Now where are they? And there is Tir Kadamba. Around evening time there is Tir Kadamba. And they were so restless to be not there that day. But actually they were there only. Their only body was in our house, but their heart, their soul were in Nandaga only that day. In Mayapur also we had one time in Yatra, we saw all the cows in Mayapur. They were going around everywhere in Mayapur complex. Outside also they were going around. Beautiful brown cows. Everybody was feeding them and massaging them and cleaning them and trying to massage their backs and legs to please them. So this is Gopashtami. What we can understand that Krishna is giving opportunity to everybody to be with him. Only we develop love for him, we develop serving attitude for him, then even we can become cows, we can become coward boys. Our Shukadev Goswami is also asking questions, Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami are also discussing in between, what must have been the tapasya of these boys, what they must have done in their past lives to become so close to Krishna. Sri Krishna is not seen by tapasvis, dhyanis and millions of lives of tapasya. They can't even say one ray coming from one toenail of Krishna. And look at these boys, they are jumping on him. They are punishing him, they are wrestling with him. They defeat him, they tease him, they use bad words for him. So close they are. And Sri Krishna is not telling them, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's completely hidden from them. Just becomes one of them. Carries them on his shoulders when he gets defeated, his group gets defeated. And gives so much pleasure to the coward boys. So the Shukadeva Maharaj is asking question, who are these boys? What is their fortune? The demigods appear insignificant compared to their fortune. But the beauty of the whole story is, if we perform devotional service from our heart and actually qualify with love for Krishna, then Krishna will give this opportunity to you and me also. It's not just a mythological statement. It's not a statement to fool everybody. It's practical and it's possible. We have to just develop that love for Sri Krishna. And to develop that love, this wonderful opportunity of human birth is given to all of us. We are so fortunate to have received such blessings from Srila Prabhupada, from Gurudev, from the Acharyas, from the bygone Acharyas who have written scriptures, who have written, narrated the wonderful pastimes like Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Everybody has given us this entrance, the glimpse, the vision of the spiritual world. And not just illusory spiritual world, the real spiritual world. Through the power of words, Vani, they have given us this opportunity. This lifetime can actually qualify all of us to enter into these pastimes of Krishna and receive his one-to-one personal love. It's possible. We need to have faith that what we have been given is that much powerful and that much full of potency. It's not simply stories and trying to fool everybody. Okay, you will become one with the Lord one day by chanting this mantra. You will become one with the Lord one day. It's all illusion. All that is available in the market in spirituality. What we have received is the truth. And we must have complete faith and enthusiasm and conviction that yes, this is going to happen one day in our life. And go ahead with in the company of devotees, serving devotees, pleasing Gurudev. Then this all will actually become reality for us. See, Gopashtami ki jai. I'll definitely spend few more minutes for the great personalities. Today is also the day of Dhananjay Pandit's disappearance. Vasudama sakhayascha Pandita Sri Dhananjaya. Gaur Ganadesh Dipika tells that Dhananjay Pandit is Vasudama Sakha. He is one of the 12 Gopal friends of Balaramji. So naturally when he came in Gaur Lila, he became very dear associate of Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya Bhagavat states that he was a Vilakshan Mahanta. Why? Because he had very unusual quality of a great devotee. Very, very impressive. So the Vrindavan Das Thakur addressed him as Vilakshan Pandita. Adbhut. He took part in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. Then he moved to Vrindavan on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. In Vaishnava Vandan scriptures, one scripture called Vaishnava Vandan, it says, Vilagi vairagi vandana pandita dhananjay sarvasva prabhure diya bhandehate loye. You know, it is said that one day he went on pilgrimage. So his father gave him lot of wealth to spend and to use. It was lot of wealth. And all that wealth he gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took a begging bowl in his hand. Sarvasva prabhure diya bhandehate loye. He took the begging bowl in the hand. This is the quality of Dhananjay Pandit. Everything that he had, he offered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Surrendered completely. So we, of course, there are so many wonderful stories, but we will offer our heartfelt pranams to Dhananjay Pandit for his wonderful qualities of the Vaishnava, his surrender, his love and surrender to Lord Chaitanya, and especially Lord Nityananda. And today is also the day for Gadadhar Das Goswami Maharaj. He is not Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radharani. This Gadadhar Das is incarnation of Radha's effulgence of her body. In one sense, Radha Dyuti. He is the incarnation of Radha Dyuti, the effulgence of her body. And he is also expansion of Purnananda Gopi. He is Lord Nityananda's associate also. And he is the one who inspired Kaji to chant. He went in the middle of the night. That day he chanted the holy name with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became so ecstatic in love, intoxicated with love of the holy name of the Lord, and entered the house of Kazi and he said, Kazi, chant the holy name of Hari now. The Kazi was thinking, he's a mad guy who has come to my house, you know, how do I deal with him? And I hate these Hindus, but this guy is acting very funny. So I started laughing actually. He said, I will take it tomorrow. So he said, why tomorrow? Take the name of Lord Hari today only. So Kazi said, I will take the name of Lord Hari tomorrow. And at this word, Gadadhar Das Goswami started jumping and dancing in ecstasy. You have taken the name of the Lord Hari. You have been delivered today. Lord Hari has delivered you with the sound vibration. You are now free of sins. And looking at the ecstasy of Gadadhar Das Goswami, Kazi started chanting Hare Krishna and took initiation from Gadadhar Das Goswami. He became his disciple. So that beautiful story, you know, it is about Gadadhar Das Goswami. He was an ecstasy personified. He was a real ecstatic devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He exhibited, there are so many stories, but Radharani's special mercy was upon him also. And if we start discussing about Srinivas Acharya, then it will become evening today. Because whole Bhakti Ratnakar is filled with glories of Srinivas Acharya. But nonetheless, even if you don't have so much time, we should actually know few things that he was the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya's love for Krishna. The love that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, he was incarnation of that. He was disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And the story of his birth is like this, that we must discuss today. That his father's name, I forgot his father's name. Anybody knows? So his father went to Katwa when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas actually. And looking at that, you know, Hriday Dravak, the ecstasy of what pain you can say. Looking at the scene that his beautiful hair was being cut and he was accepting sannyas, renouncing the family. It was like too much painful for this person. I think Ganga Das his name was. I'm not sure about it. So he became so ecstatic in that mood. Started saying, Chaitanya, 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 Chaitanya. And he just couldn't give up the talking and chanting the name of Chaitanya. He came that way back to Navadvip. And so he was chanting Chaitanya only. So he received the name Chaitanya Das. Although his name was something. And then he renounced everything. He was married actually, but she was so renounced and absorbed in the bhajan. And one day suddenly out of the blue, after renouncing everything for so many years, suddenly felt like having a child. So he took his wife and went to Jagannath Puri and took darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he received dandavas from them, before even they spoke, whatever their heart was, he said, your desire will be fulfilled. And then Lord Chaitanya told every devotee that I will personally come in the womb of this devotee's wife. I mean, he said, a great son will be born who will be non-different from me. And I will manifest the literature of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, of all bhakti, through Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. And I will distribute that literature through this devotee. And he will be known as Srinivas Acharya. So, Acharya Srinivas was the first great book distributor. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself invested his energy in Acharya Srinivas. And he was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but Gopal Bhatta Goswami gave him to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami trained him. And the trio, Acharya Srinivas, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Pandit, they were the people who studied together. But Acharya Srinivas was the leader, always. And the great story of that scriptures being stolen by Birahambir king, and how whole village and whole kingdom he converted into devotees and they became his disciples. The king became his disciple. Wonderful stories, and we can only read today the whole stories from Bhakti Ratnakar. But we must offer our great humble obeisances to our Acharya Srinivas as an embodiment of love. He also visited Navadvip Yogapit, and he met Vishnupriya Devi after departure of Sachi Devi, and Jagannath Mishra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left for sannyas. He went and took her blessings also. Vishnupriya Devi cooked food by her own hands, offered to the deity of Dhameshwar Gauranga, and fed the prasad with tears in eyes for Acharya Srinivas. Then Acharya Srinivas heard the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which happened in that house. He fell unconscious. Why I was not there at that time when Mahaprabhu lived here? And again he came back, and then Vanshi Vadan Goswami, you know, went with him to give him Navadvip tour to Srivasangan and the other places like that. So Srinivas Acharya Mahashoy ki jai. Sri Gopashtami Mahamahotsav ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thank you. Sorry for going overboard. Hare Krishna.